Blur, dear. Aren't you going to set out the rest of the fruits? Azar, put that picture on the table. It shouldn't be there.
My condolences to you. My condolences to you.
Sorry for your loss.
Thank you. Thank you.
Very sorry.
Thank you for coming. Thank you.
Thank you. Very sorry.
So, bye. Thank you. Thank you.
Hello. Is your name Torang? My name is Shadi. I'm Sina's ex-wife. Accept my condolences.
My condolences to you too.
In this house, you're the only one who's offered condolences to me. You know, I've come here to see you because I want to talk to you about something very important.
About what?
I can't say it here. This is my number. Do call me. You've nothing to lose. It's very important. Just please, do not tell anyone.
Whatever it is, tell me now.
You have to trust me. I'm saying it for your sake. It's a very important issue. It's about Sina. You too fell victim to something you didn't know about. I'll be waiting for your call.
Why are you sitting alone? Why did you come upstairs?
I'm more comfortable here. I've got nothing down there.
Has anything happened? Has somebody said something?
No, it's like I'm their janitor. They don't tell me anything. You're their daughter-in-law. You go downstairs.
Your mattress is ready, dear uncle. You still don't want to sleep on the bed?
Come. Come sit here.
So tell me, did you think about it?
I want to stay right here.
Stay for what? Have you forgotten that you have no place in this house anymore?
I can't return to the north, Uncle. What will I tell people there?
You don't need to tell them anything. Everyone thinks you were away for studies and university.
Trust me, no one will believe it. Plus, I still have so much work here. I have to stay until the 40th day after his death. And the company's up in the air. We may be able to reopen it.
Where are you going to live? How can they make you understand? They don't want you here. Don't you see no one asks you to do anything? Your husband has died, but nobody is offering condolences to you. Did anyone notice you're this family's daughter-in-law, hmm? No.
I don't care about the way they treat me. I don't want to come back to the North.
Let's you and me go back home tomorrow, what do you say? The Sarah that I see here won't wait until 40 days go by, you know. She'll kick you out of here much sooner than that.
Oh, please, Uncle. It's not even a week since Cena's death. How can I come to the North and just forget everything? I still don't know what's happened to me and what I should do. I promise you that if I can't live here, I'll come to the North immediately.
What can I say? It seems you've made up your mind about this.
Miss Ballore, haven't you seen Uncle Fazl?
He went out early in the morning without breakfast. He took his bag with him. I suppose he went to the North. He didn't tell you anything?
There's no one home. Where are the others?
Mr. Ghaffari's leave was over, and he had to go back to jail today. He went to visit Sina's grave with Vahid and Sarah. From there, they will take Mr. Ghaffari to prison.
Then why didn't anyone tell me that? I wanted to go to the cemetery, too.
Well, I was going to call you, but Sarah said it wasn't necessary.
The past few days and nights have been really tough for me. Loneliness, sleeplessness, different nightmares. I had no one to talk to. I thought about so many things. But the thing that sounded really strange to me was what you said the other day.
I said... What did I say?
Tell me, do you remember that one time you asked me if I could tolerate hardship or not? What exactly did you mean by that?
I didn't mean anything.
I just get this strange feeling that back then, you were predicting such days to come.
Would you please stop thinking about all these things all of the time? I really am not in the right mood to start talking about Cena.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry I suddenly began to pour out my grievances to you. But after Cena's death, I feel so lonely and isolated in this house that I wouldn't stay one more day in the city if it weren't for the hope of working at the company.
You mean you want to stay and work here?
If you'll agree, there's no reason to close it down. This way, Cena will be happy too. He worked so hard for the company.
You are so right. Why should the office close down?
So can I really count on you for help?
I will do everything in my power just to help you. But when do you think we can start?
I'll drop by the office tomorrow. But I would prefer to be alone on the first day. Do you mind?
No, not at all. You can call me whenever you feel you are ready. We will hire a couple of people to start work officially.
I thank you for that. You are still seen as best friend.
I have a mission for you. I want you to tell that pretty little crown Qajar, and you know who I'm talking about, King Fathali, that the Russian Empire has declared war.
Aggression, tyranny, uniting to defend their homeland.
It may be that these infidels are much more powerful militarily. The infidels are fools because they don't understand they have no chance against a confident, determined, honest, and hopeful nation.
The king has recently ordered Abbas Mirza to free Georgia and Yerevan from the Russian army.
The army must leave in 2 days henceforth. All the soldiers' weapons must be filled with lead and gunpowder.
A campaign to retake occupied lands. A war for liberation.
Abbas Mirza led the whole war all by himself.
As far as we know, the army of Tabriz has defeated the Russian general in the front line of Yerevan.
Espionage for the destruction of Iran's culture and religion.
London wishes you to keep the scholars and clerics away from the king. Make them cynical about the king.
A plan to plunder. A plan to shatter unity.
We have to transfer the army from the Aras River.
Tabriz in fog.
Tabriz, I'm here.
Hello, dear Sina. I am Hamid Iqbali. You and Kayvan will never, ever become businessmen. You fraud! What happened to my order then?
Yes, hello. Hi, no. I'm his wife. Well, something terrible has happened to Sina. Sina passed away. Yes. Last week. And don't you worry at all about your order. We'll reopen the company in the next few days. I'll personally make sure the order gets to you. Goodbye now.
That's all there is. And this is the power of attorney on behalf of Mr. Ghaffari.
I know. That was me who drew it up. Poor Nasser. Only God can help him.
Dear Mr. Yousefi, from now on, the poor guy is me, not Mr. Ghaffari. Do you know what a heavy responsibility I accepted? Freeing Mr. Ghaffari, reviving the factory, and paying the workers' wages. Worst of all, dealing with Miss Mujaveri and the debt that Mr. Ghaffari has left for us. You should help me. Help me put out the fire in this hell.
We can't do anything without money. We should at least consider to pay half the debts.
This place needs a manager more than it does money, new ideas. Someone who feels for the factory and workers. Someone who appreciates this place. Everything will be fine. It'll take a little time, but I'll change everything. I've been waiting for such an opportunity for a very long time.
Hi, Balur.
Hello.
What are you doing?
I'm packing the room stuff.
But what will you do with them?
We will give them to the needy. It pleases God.
These are Sina's belongings. I want to keep them.
Okay.
Sina's belongings are not your business.
Sina was my husband, Sarah.
He was your husband. Your husband for a few weeks. Do your job, Balur.
Okay.
A few weeks or a few years makes no difference. He was my husband, my life partner.
You and Sina were partners in nothing. You neither shared a life or your families or belongings, not even a room. Those few weeks were a big mistake that happened in our life, and now it's over and done.
Yes?
Are you awake, Balor?
What? Anything wrong?
No. I can't fall asleep no matter what I do. Loneliness bothers me.
Welcome, sweetie. Welcome. Come in, dear. I've never seen the Ghaffaris this miserable and humiliated since the day I set foot in their house. It's been 30 years now. I left my hometown and came to Tehran to work with a three-year-old child in my arms. Just a few months after our wedding, my husband left for Kuwait. He was supposed to work there for a few years and come back with money. I never saw him again. Maybe he has remarried there. Otherwise, I would have got some news if he were dead. Oh, my God. After a year of homelessness and wandering, someone introduced me to the late Mrs. Ghaffari, God bless her soul. And since that day, I've been living and working at Mr. Ghaffari's house. Oh, dear. She's asleep. All right. Where was I? Ah, oh, yes, my son. His uncle came and took him to our hometown when he was 7 years old. Now he's married his cousin, and he finally settled down there. Oh, sweet God, please bless his soul and his dear wife. She is a wonderful wife. And with the kids, she's wonderful. She plays with them all the time. Yes, and the little one, he's a big hand, believe me. He's not a simple boy. Naughty sometimes.
You're already prepared?
I have to go to the factory early. I don't even have time for breakfast.
Vahid, do you think you can come up with some money?
How much?
No idea. Enough to send Tarang back to the north shouldn't be too much.
You can't get your wish with this much money. That girl's marriage portion is 110 coins.
No. Her marriage hasn't been registered anywhere. So her birth certificate is as blank as it was. She can marry anyone she chooses to marry. Uncle Fazl was right about insisting to keep it under wraps.
But I believe that you are wrong. Tarang will not accept money.
Oh, I promise that she will. Why hasn't she gone back to the north already? She's got nothing to do here. She's too shy to say it. Maybe she's right. She was supposedly married. Now she can't return to her old home empty-handed.
Yes. You're right, but Tarang will not accept money.
Hello.
Hello. How are you? You feel better?
Mr. Kivan, what's going on here?
How come?
Why is everything a mess? Tell me, where are they taking the company's stuff?
What do you mean? Haven't you heard?
What?
The company's closure.
You want to close the company?
Not me. Sarah called and told me to sell the company's stuff and vacate the office. They want to sell this place.
Why didn't you object? You're a partner here. You should have said or done something.
But the office is not mine. Otherwise, I really wanted to continue the business. But I thought that you knew all this.
No, they haven't told me anything. Can I at least take Sina's belongings?
Of course you can. We haven't touched Sina's room or your desk. I was waiting for you to come. Tarang, please give me a call whenever you need anything, anything at all. I would truly like to help you. Sina was my best friend.
Yes? Hi, is it you, Shadi?
Hello? Please get in. Well, thumbs up for Sina. Honestly, his taste in women was really good. Well, tell me, Tarang. How old are you?
Excuse me, but may I know what you want to tell me?
You are in a hurry. Let's get to know each other better.
You said you had something to tell me really important about Sina. I don't think there's anything left to say after his death.
You are so wrong. I don't think you know everything.
Why don't you say it in simple words? I'm beginning to get very worried.
No need to worry. Especially now, as you said. After Sina's death. I better turn it off. Right?
I'm still waiting to hear what you have to say.
Okay, but I can't say it here. We'd better go somewhere cozy.
Thank you.